We're up to page 124, Simon Reish Pei Dalet. And we're up to say, Beisim Cholosh Chodesh B'Shabbos. I want to reach the end of the Simon tonight at least, and go into Reish Pei as well, Mitz Hashem. So, Im Cholosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Enem Afti Maske Shal Rosh Chodesh Klal, we don't mention at all the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention at all that it's Rosh Chodesh if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. V'yesh oimrim sh'afal b'shenu maske b'chassim shel Rosh Chodesh. Although the end, some say that although the ending bracha doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh, but maskirin oisu b'seicha bracha, in the initial bracha, Rosh Chodesh is mentioned. Sh'oima hezeim anoyach hazeh, v'zeim Rosh Chodesh hazeh. So according to this opinion, the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh is an actual fact mentioned. However, minik is for Rishon, the minik is, like the former opinion, that Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned in the bracha at all. That's Seif Beis. Seif Gimel. Tzorech lechaven libirkes hakorim batoira. The public is to have intention. Tzorech lechaven libirkes hakorim batoira. V'libirkes hamaftir v'yane achem omein. One should have kavona with the brachas of avtoira. One should have intention. When we listen to the brachas, one should have kavana, and one should say after the brachas, amen. And by doing so, thereby you're doing the v'yaluloy lehashlim minyan mea brachas shechisa minyonam b'shabbos. By having kavana and by saying amen, they will be counted for the 100 brachas that you're missing on Shabbos. You all know on Shabbos there's a little bit of a challenge to get to 100 brachas. On a regular weekday, you don't really need to keep cheshbon. You're going to get to well over 100 naturally. Shabbos, not so much. Less shmoyne esre brachas. Less brachas altogether. So it's a bit more of a challenge. In order to avoid that problem, and in order to ensure that we still get to 100 brachas on a Shabbos, what you have to do is to have kavana during the birkas avtoira. When you're hearing the brachas, you have kavana and you say, amen. And that's how you're going to get to your 100 brachas on Shabbos too. Siv Dalet. And actually, Sif Kotten Vavim Mishnebu, a second wide line. Pardon? The Kavana is just to be Yotz the Bracha. Al Shemek Ha'oine.
So why should you then say Bracha Bachshmor?
Why should you?
If you're saying it should be Yotz the Bracha in itself, in its entirety, you should be saying Bracha Bachshmor.
Yeah, so that's if you're Yotz, I seem to remember that you're right, if you're Yotze the Bracha, you should not say Bracha Uvach Shema. This is correct. I believe, though, that if you're Yotze with the Bracha, if it's in terms of getting to 100 Brachas, it doesn't matter. It's not Ma'akev.
It's not our piece, the actual Bracha of HaTorah. Because really, you should be Yotze the Bracha of HaTorah, because that's what Yotze is. It's like siblings, Yotze the
So therefore, Bracha Uvach Shema won't be a problem. Yeah. Sef
Kotten
Hei Mishnebura Tzorech Lechaven. V'al Kein, therefore, HaMitzvah La'oilim, the people who are called up, and they make brachas, sheivochu bekoil rom, kiddush. They should, when a person says a bracha, and he's referring to any brachas, birkas haTorah, birkas haMaftir, they should say the brachas loud and clear, kidei in order shekoil hakol yishmu v'yuchlu lano es omen. Anybody who hears the brachas, should say the brachas clear, so that people can hear and say omen properly. Siv Kotten Vav, Achem Omen, De Alidei Anias Omen, by saying Omen, Choshuv, it's considered, Keilu Yimavarich Latzum, it's considered, as if you made the bracha yourself. Okay, Sif Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Cotton, Yochel Haftir. A cotton to say Haftir is okay. A cotton, a child, a minor can say Haftir. Veimko, says the Rama, Veimko le Maftir, Mishenu de Aloim Raftir. If there was an incident and the person was called for Maftir was actually unable to proceed into Haftir. Which generally, maftir goes with aftir. What happens if you call up somebody for maftir, and he says, thank you so much, and he goes for maftir, but actually when he comes to aftir, he's unable to proceed and say the aftir. So, Rama says, v'im koro le maftir, mi she'einu yodea lo imera aftir. If somebody was called up for maftir, who was unable to say the aftir, yochoil achre le omro, no worries, relax. Doesn't matter, somebody else can say it on his behalf. It's okay. Don't call up somebody for maftir who's not going to say after. It's not ideal. So don't rely on it. Mishnah Berurah tells us a bit more details on this in Seif Katan Zayin. Mishayin yudeh. Hainu. Shekom etchil akotin b'tor l'shem avti. The initial case of the Rama is that somebody was called up, a child was called up from after, and afterwards, Nimtzai turns out, she'eni yodeh aloim raftoire. The initial case is that you actually talking about a child. Child was called up from after, and then actually he says, oh, you know what, actually I can't say raftoire. But then continues the Mishneh Berurah, v'chein begodl simli, also with an adult, ki ay gavne simli, yochel acha aloim raftoire v'yibir koyseo. It's okay if you have a maftir. And then afterwards he says, as you're about to proceed to say the after, he says, actually I can't do it. So whether it's a child, like the initial case, or like the Mishneh Berurah's case of an adult, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, don't worry. But the Eved, it's okay if somebody else is going to go and say the after, hold on, mafti really is connected to after, but it doesn't matter, but the Eved, you have somebody else saying the after. Indeed. At this point we're talking about, he still says the brachas, correct. Although, really, that's not the takana. Takana was that it's connected. But yeah, but it's okay, and it's acceptable to go like this. If cotton chetz mishnebut lezav lechatchila, hainu she'en koirin lamafti mishaloyedach kach likos after ikamken. Ideally, ein koirin lamafti. Do not call for mafti. Mishelo yeda achakas, somebody is unable to later on likos after gamke to say the after. So only call for maftir, somebody is able to say the after. Now, what happens though? That's, I don't remember who mentioned it yesterday. What happens? We spoke yesterday about that. Ideally, how should after be? Ideally, lechatchila after should be on a klaf. So now, klaf, that's a challenge. I think somebody mentioned yesterday. But besides that point, so how does that work? In Eretz Yisrael, there's in numerous places, I don't know if everywhere, but certainly in many places, where they do from a klaf. There's some places, it's quite common. Have you seen klaf? You've never seen it. It's quite in Eretz Yisrael, some places, it's quite common.
Because of the gone,
yeah. I mentioned yesterday. No, I don't think it's a not yotze. It's a lechatchila. Yeah, so the Vilna Gaon was taki very mak, but and therefore in some place they have taki klaf. Question is what?
Is that what we were speaking
about? No.
Oh,
so no, so no. Mishneh Berurah now goes to that point, and he says, okay, I hear that. So, but what happens if you've got a klaf? So that's a bit of more challenge now. What are you going to do that again? You're going to say that whoever says. Mafti is going to say after. I mean, after is a bit of a challenge to klaf. I know in Eretz Yisrael, in one place, I remember, every week you had the same mafti. So every week the same person got mafti. It was part of the job. He's in mafti, and after went after it wasn't klaf. So you can't just ask any random person to go for mafti, to go for after, because it's hard to read from the klaf. So therefore, they had established that it's one person who always gets maftir, and he's a person who's able to eat from the klaf after him. Now, Mishneh Berurah says, is that really what you meant to do? So Mishneh Berurah says an interesting point, very interesting point. Uvizmanenu. And in our days, shehaminik, that the minig is, bekamu mekoymois, in some places, that's how Mishneh Berurah puts it, the minig is, nowadays in some places, lichtov nevim al klaf, that nevim is written on klaf. Earlier, in Mishneh Berurah, Sif Kotten Aleph, he didn't seem to say that was a common minig. But here he says, the minig is that it's to have the klaf on the klaf megillas, a klaf neviim, lichtov neviim a klaf, who veglile kesefer Torah, and it's written in like a sefer Torah, and veim kain, and therefore hakoyre benovi, the one who reads the novi, who moitzi kol atzibur kikia sefer Torah, the novi is said like in a sefer Torah, and he's moitzi them like from reading from a sefer Torah. Lochen, therefore, hafudu lechatchile mutaliko is lemaftir, it is even lechatchile okay to call up for maftir, afidu lemisha en yodia liko is benovi beatzmi, you're fine to call somebody for maftir, somebody is unable to read after. It's fine. Vehu yoyim akal ha-brochas, and he shall be saying all the brochas, v'ashliach tzibu yikro after, k'moy shikotze b'sefer Torah. And the person, the shliach tzibu, is going to be saying the after, like the same model, the same system. We have baleining. Again, how do we do baleining? But initially, baleining, it was also meant to be that the one who is called up, he lanes. That was really the model. But then it was changed, because you can't expect everybody to read from a sefer Torah. So somebody's called up, but when he reads, he does it on his behalf. So the same kind of model also would be fine for after if it's written on a klaf. So you're going to have somebody makes a bracha, before and after, and somebody's appointed to read. No, it's a chiddush, the fact that it was implemented, that the Mishnah would say it was implemented, because not everybody has a klaf. What would you say if there's no klaf?
The
fact that it's...
No klaf, and we do, that's how we read Kriya, we could be yotzei by somebody else's Kriya for a normal Sefer Torah. Why should we not be able to do that normally?
You're saying that the Mishnah Berurah is poshut. Mishnah Berurah is very poshut. Okay, if you find it poshut. No, because you'd have maybe said, I could have heard as follows. I could have said maybe, that, you know what, forget about klaf, get the chumash out, or get the Novi out, that's better. Better somebody should make the bracha himself and read it himself from a printed edition, rather than somebody else should read and somebody else should say the bracha from a klaf. I would have thought, but Mishnah Berurah says that, not like that, yeah.
Many times, a second person read the Novi and not the
bracha from Chumash. So, you're pointing out, why? Because maybe the Mishnah Berurah is only matir when it comes to a klaf. Right. Yeah. Can't read words. Yeah. There's a bit more to be said. Let's see if I think will help us a little bit for that shaila. How does it work in Shtibel? Everybody says together. Everybody says together. That's very interesting. Okay. Abayi said we have got, very interesting, a minig, or the way it works, in Shtibel, Machzikya Das, the Kilas Kodesh Edgeware, they do that. If a person is able to read himself, he's going to say it himself. Otherwise, it's basically everybody's here. Let us see what Shulchan Aruch said about this.
You can't say loud enough that the Rav can hear. The Rav can be standing there. So the Rav can call you to say it loud enough.
That he can hear. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says about this, and then we're going to have to analyze this. What happens if you've got a person who is saying the after and he got stuck in the middle? That word, he couldn't get through it. He couldn't continue. He got stuck and he wasn't able to read. Habole Saima, the one who is to complete it, lo yaschem vokum sheposik arishin. Okay, the person who's going to carry on and take over is not, should not start from where the former stopped. He should go back from from where the first one started. Like by Sefer Torah. So the point number one that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, that if a person gets stuck in Aftorah, whether he's reading from a klaf, whether he's reading from a printed edition, if he gets stuck and somebody else has to take over, don't just carry on from where he got stuck. Rather, you have to go back from the beginning, like the same halacha would apply from a Sefer Torah. Now, continues the Ramo. Shnaim lo yoyim hu Aftorah v'pam achas. You should never have two people reading the Aftorah simultaneously. Shnaim, two people. Lo yoyim hu, should not say Haftorah v'Aftorah v'pam achas simultaneously. Why? The trei kola lo yimishtam, because of the famous rule from the Gemara that two voices are not heard. You can't have two voices being heard. When you have two voices, two people saying something together, all you've got is a double, is a choir. You've got an orchestra, you've got a choir, but if you want to hear something clearly, precisely and accurately, Trei Kol Eloi Mishtame. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah, one second, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on this. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Gam lo yeniko avtoira l'dei shnayim. It's not, you can't have an avtoira being read by two people. Tainu she'echad iko posuk echad. One person reads one posuk. Hasheni shoysek. Second one is quiet. Atchim isayim a posuk. Fach kakoira hasheni posuk acher. You can't have also a different model. Two people want to have a more modern kind of version of the avtoira to keep the people excited. So one says each posuk. Alternative psukim. You know, like one posuk game and then one posuk. Or maybe two people are fighting for your side and they both want to have after or something. So you have like one posuk each. No, it doesn't work either. That will also be included in Shnaim Loiku. That's not called Tei Kol Eloi Mishtam. It's not simultaneously. But still, you can't have an after joint effort. It's not going to work. He needs to be read by one person and one person only. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then continues if Kot Yud Aleph. Lo Yoimru, you shouldn't have two simultaneously. I am going to have Om Tzedavka B'Koil Ram. This that we are saying that you can't have two people reading it simultaneously, that's only if it's loud. That's reading it loud. But if it's quiet, you can have quietly being read. You can't have the after being read quietly. Because then you're not disturbing others for not being able to hear. Take kolay mishtam is only if one is outdoing the other. I'm saying it loud, you're saying it loud. So now nobody's hearing anything. But if one person is saying it quietly, if one person is saying it quietly, that's acceptable. It's even better if you've got one person saying it. It's better to read with him quietly. The best way forward, says the Mishnah Berurah, is if you've got one person saying the Haftorah loud and clear, and you follow on quietly and you say it with him. That's acceptable. Here, the rule of take Allah Mishnah Berurah doesn't apply. And therefore, Mishabu continues, I'm a prime godim to mashma, the year a likrois, the year a likrois, mila be mila mashliach tzibu, kide she yotzit la koire, you should say with after quietly. That's the best way. Belachash, quietly, aval kshikoire mito chano, yeah. But then he says, aval kshikoire mito chanovi, I'm skipping three lines, but if it's read from the novi, from a safe, from a novi mamesh, from klaf, yiko, levad, vikulam yushem, then you shouldn't say yourself. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I want to challenge now. I know that we're learning that you can't have two saying it together. It's not going to happen. Take hold of Mishtama. What is the best practice, says the Mishnah Berurah, one person says it loud and everybody else is quiet. Unless it's from a klaf, then you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't even say it quietly. So I don't know, Rabbi Fangel, I know in some places there's a meaning of saying it. Have you ever witnessed it? People saying it together. I don't know where that comes from. I'm not sure. It's a takonas tzibo. No. A person, the way it was, I'm not sure how it works. If you go up chat, it's a shtickle, it needs to be understood. It needs to be analyzed.
Is it Biana Shtibo? Is it Biana Shtibo or Biala Shtibo? What is it called? Beit Shemesh.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah seemed to be addressing. That now I want to just add one more point because it's not me talking; it's actually the Mi'alocha talking in the Dibur Vasra, the Tei Kola. In some countries, in our countries, Noagush Hakol Oimrim Haftora Imam Haftia. I said, "Is a minik." That everybody says the after imam after together with the maftir piachad bekol rama, everybody says it loud. Fu mechison yidim. Mishnah Berurah is very sharp over here. Rabbi said very very sharp. Mishnah Berurah is coming out very sharp over here. It's mechison yidim. It's a lack of knowledge. For nochal levat laminik, it is proper to cancel the zminik of everybody saying it together. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. I will not stop here because I'm going to continue straight away by saying that the dain vayis echtzalik bekol shivocha the minchas tzitzchok has a whole shuvin which is miyashiv the minik, and it says plenty of good reasons not to cancel the minik, says Dain Weiss. And he said this could be justified and explained in various reasons. Dain Weiss got a tshuva. But Mishnah Berurah Maaseh doesn't like it so much. Somebody wants to ask something.
I've also seen the other way. I've seen someone who didn't know Haftorah very well, but not just Haftorah, in fact, the whole lady very well. There was someone who would quietly and repeat every...
Yes, that's fine. If a person like whispers it in and then he says it, that's fine. That would be, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but when you sound it, before you tell me that something gets stopped, it doesn't talk about something gets stuck on the tune or it gets stopped.
No, we're not talking about tune. Yeah. Okay, we move on. Sivov. Enam aftia maftia chigmoa goel glil sefer Torah. Interesting one. Enam aftia maftia. The person is not to start after, he's talking about Haftorah. The Malmafti is not meant to start Haftorah. Ad sheyigmor ha-goylel, before the goylel completes ligloil to wrap up the Sefer Torah. Only start Haftorah when Glil is completed. Well, I shouldn't say completed. He says, complete is true. Einam after Mafti, the Mafti shouldn't start Haftorah. Ad sheyigmor, until the Glil is completed, ligloil to wrap up Sefer Torah to Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah have got new base. Enam after Hainush. Ein reshai Do not start. Do not start with after. Prior to the glila has to be completed. The reason is we care for the goyle as well. The person in the glila, what about him? Don't you care about him? We want also him to be able to listen to the Aftorah. Shechoivohi, it's an obligation. I'll call Adam and every person, Lishmoy Parsha Aftorah, to listen to the Aftorah. K'moy HaParsha Sefer Torah. Like the Sefer Torah itself. And therefore, you need to wait for him. Uvirashi Shamashma, and Rashi Tepsims, Shetzorich Lahamtinat Shigala Sefer Torah Mimit Bechoisel. It's not only talking about the initial, the elastic. But it's even talking about the mantle, even the coat on top. Only then you can start. That's what Rashi seems like from Rashi.
It makes sense. Absolutely.
To not remove from the bima the Nevi'im Sefer or the Chumash, which is being used, that the bracha should be said. When he says the bracha at the end, the Chumash should still be the novice should still be there because he's making a bracha on it. I think this is very, very interesting. Conceptually, it's very interesting, the former point. We're learning now that we've got over here, we did maftir, okay? We did hakba. Now we're goydel. And now we're saying, don't start with, you've got the whole shul over here, belt mez medrash, a few hundred people waiting, right? Hundreds of people waiting. Don't start. Why don't start? Because of one person, the goydel, we need to wait for him. Don't start. Wait until he's finished doing glila, and he's even covered up the mantle. That's not called Tikha the Tzibur, that. Because we have to wait for him. And I want to add more than that. Who normally does glila? Child, it's a minik. It's a minik. It's brought down in post-game. It's a minik. It's a minik that a cotton does it. And nevertheless, he doesn't really have an... his obligation is to some extent, it's a limited obligation to listen to that. But nevertheless, no. Wait for him. Patience, relax. We don't want him to miss out on it. And the whole reason why we're waiting is because we want to ensure that he can also concentrate. That's not what Mishnah Berurah says. I hear what you're saying. There would be an element of Kavarat Torah, but that's not what Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kidei shegama goyel elitin libo lemasha imra mafti." And more than that, there's no noise. He could still listen. You know, you can listen whilst you are putting the... You listen. No, that's not good enough. You need to listen properly. I want to enable him to listen properly. Very, very interesting. So what does that teach us? Listening definitely teaches us the chashivas of listening to after. It teaches us a bit of middas. Teaches us patience. It teaches us lots of good things. One little halacha. Yeah. Don't say it's too rush.
I'm saying if the Mafti started after Torah before
you
finished, you would be Tereach trying to do both things at once.
Can I just add one little point to that? Nowadays, the way it is wrapped up is with these elasticated click-ons kind of things. That's not the way it was until recently. You remember, as a child, you used to have these wimples, only the Yekas still have it now, these long, long, long things, and you used to go around, you remember them, yeah? That's right, you used to go around, and it took a lot longer, and it was the most pressurizing thing, when you're in a big shoe, you had to be done properly and tight, yeah. And if you go too far, then you've missed the boat, then you don't know what you have to, and if you go too short, then it's too thick. We all know this is the pressure, and you've got a shul, and everybody's waiting, and you have to, you don't know what I'm talking about. You do? You've done it? Yeah, where did you do it? In? They've got long... Alright, okay. You know what I'm talking about? The long... The Yekesh Shul still have it, yeah. So, it was a lot longer. Nevertheless, you've got to wait for him. Siv Zayin. On Shabbos, where the parshas are connected, like, Tazir Metzoyra, Achimetz Kedoshim, we've got two sedders. Maftirin, the after is, the after is parshas, we learned. Then it's always connected to Maftir. Haftir is connected to Maftir. Now, when you've got a double parsha, you therefore connect the after to the Maftir of the second seder. Haftorah is connected to Maftir. Maftir is the second Sedra, so therefore, that's how it goes. The meaning is to do, to remember, to mention, to remember and to mention after laning nishmos the neshamas hamesim of the niftorim. We also bench and we acknowledge and we recognize the people who are oisek and busy for the needs of the communal needs. So there's two things taking place after laning. We do maskir, basically, that's the correct nusach. And we also recognize and we acknowledge people who are busy for the Tzokei Tzibur. Once people are busy for the public, they don't get enough acknowledgements very often. On Shabbos, whenever it is in shul, we make a point of emphasizing our cause of tov towards them. Kol mokem, every place, lefi minogah, according to the minig. We also say the minig of Yochum Purkan. We also say the tefillah of Yochum Purkan, which is in Shabbos. It's not considered a proper tchina, a bakasha on Shabbos. We're not allowed to have private individual tefillahs on Shabbos. Yochum Purkan is not a problem. It's not considered a tchina at all. The meaning is also to say Avrachamim. On days that we wouldn't say Tzidkos Chatzedek, Ein Oim Roise wouldn't say it. So Avraham is only said on days that normally wouldn't say Tzidkos Chatzedek. V'chein, similarly, k'sheish chasna, when it's a Shabbos chasna, Shabbos Shev Bochus, Oim Mila, when it's a Mila on that Shabbos, you will not say Avrahamim. V'yesh Mekoim Ois, some places, Shein Oim Roise, K'shem Vachim HaChodesh, some places, the meaning is not to say Avrahamim. When it's Shabbos Mevochem, Milvat, excluding Bimei Asfira, Bimei Asfira, we say it anyway. On Yimei Asmira, Yimei Asfira, it's a mistake, I've seen it happening. Yimei Asfira, we dafke say Avrachamim. And some people, Avrachamim, we always say, even on Shabbos Mevochem, we always say.
He says, the only time you don't say it.
Again?
The God says not to. The only time he says you do say it, is on.
And when it comes to these matters, we go achar minik, we're going into the minik. So no too much tension about it. If there's no Avrachamim said, you don't want to say it, or vice versa. It's every place according to the minik, it's okay. Mishabur brings into various minogim about it, and every minik indeed should go, every place should indeed go according to its minik. It's interesting that it seems to be that maski used to be said every Shabbos in some places. That's why he starts off. We don't do it every Shabbos. For Noagul Haski Achikiras Atoyah Nishmas Hameisim. It appears that it was done more often. And the Bialocha says over here why. Bottom line of Bialocha. For Noagul Haski Besifri Kapel Amcho Yisrael. It's talking. The pasuk says Kapel. You should atone La Amcho for your nation Yisrael. Elu Achaim. This is talking about living. In people, Asher Podisa, we have redeemed, Elo Amesim, that is the Niftorim, people are deceased already. Mikan from here we see, Shamesim Tzrichin Kapo, from here we see the very interesting idea that even Niftorim people who are Niftor already, they also still need a Kapora. And the Kavu B'Shabbos, and they established that this Kapora, and this should take place, this Kapora of the Mesim should take place on Shabbos, Sha'akolim Tzom V'Esakneses, because everybody's in shul, and there's V'Achai Yiten Liboy, and that makes people think about Achai, people who are alive, Yiten Liboy should consider in their hearts, should think about the Kapora for Niftorim, and that is why it's tough to on Shabbos, because on Shabbos everybody's in shul. Rabbi said, we learned tonight, more halachas on Aftera. We learned that a person, that the Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned, according to the Svar Rishonah, Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned, if it falls on Shabbos. We spoke about having Kavona during the Brachas and to sing Amen, and that will, thereby you will get your 100 Brachas on Shabbos. We spoke about a cotton is in principle able to do Haftorah, however, if he gets stuck, or in fact, if an adult gets stuck, he can be taken over by somebody else. Somebody else can say the Haftorah on his behalf. If a person gets stuck in the middle of Haftorah, then a person else, and then somebody else can take over as well, as long as it starts again from earlier place, like at Aloch of Sefer Torah. We learned that two people cannot say after simultaneously, nor can you have one person saying one pasuk each. That also doesn't work with after. We learned that many people saying after simultaneously, belachash quietly, Bialocha doesn't like it. He says, nochan levat laminik. In terms of Glila makes, you should wait until Glila is completed, and only then you should start after. Because we care for this individual who's doing Glila, we want him to pay attention to after as well. When there's two sedras, after is always connected to the second sedra. The minig is to say maski after laning and to bench the people who are busy with the tzibur, and every place according to this minig. And finally, we learned that Avrachamim is not to be said on days there is no tachanun, and every place according to its minig.